listening to the Mindful Biz podcast. I'm Alison Morgan, business coach at Relauncher. Dr. Amy Chahal is one of Australia's most in-demand cosmetic doctors and is considered to be one of the industry's key opinion leaders on minimally invasive treatment options. Amy is also the founder of the Centre of Medical Aesthetics. She also frequently presents at professional conferences around the world, sharing her knowledge with other professionals. In this episode, we talk about key treatments for people nearing and over the age of 40. We also talk about her racing car fund too. Hi, Dr. Amy. Thank you so much for joining us here today. How are you?
I'm well, Alison. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, pleasure. I'm super excited about what we're going to talk about today. Introduce yourself to everyone.
Okay, so yeah, I'm Dr. Amy Chahal. I run the Centre for Medical Aesthetics, which is a boutique medical aesthetic and skin clinic in Surry Hills in Sydney. I am the founder and the medical director, and that takes up a lot of my time these days. But I do have a few hobbies, and I think you might have a few questions about one of those down the track, so we can get into that a bit later.
Yeah, amazing. How long ago did you start your business?
So the actual entity and the actual business, we're coming up to 2 years.
Yeah, right.
So I'm actually blown away by how far we've come in that time. Yeah.
And where in Surry Hills are you?
We are at 240 Riley Street. So it's just the next street over from Crown Street.
I know the
yeah,
one.
Yeah, a beautiful leafy street away from the hustle and bustle. Perfect. Plenty of parking.
Perfect.
Three-level terrace. Good yeah. spot.
Because that's the thing with Surry Hills these days. Parking can be difficult at times.
Yeah, and I think people see Surry Hills and worry about that, but I don't. We've found this oasis. It's pretty good.
That's so good. So what's the story behind you starting your business?
Yeah, so look, I've been a doctor for just over 10 years. I'm originally Canadian, and I actually did do my medical degree and then all my surgical training here in Australia. And yeah, so I spent about 7 years training after graduating as a doctor. A lot of that was in surgery, so general surgery, plastic surgery, but mainly cardiothoracic surgery, which is heart and lung surgery. Yeah, and look, I think I have a lot of insight, and I don't have any family here. I've been doing it all on my own for the last 15 years. One of my best friends in Brisbane was sort of in the medical aesthetic space, and he kind of said to me, what do you think about this? And I started dabbling in it probably 6 or 7 years ago, and it was a nice fit. I think I was able to bring sort of my medical ethics and my duty of care from the surgical years into this space. And I think that's part of the success and part of why I have such a beautiful patient base.
Yes.
I think, yeah. And I think as a woman approaching 40, yes, I'm 40 next year. I was thinking, hey, where would I go for this stuff? What kind of experience would I want to have? And the answer was, honestly, I wasn't really drawn to anyone or any one place. And I thought, look, I'm going to create that space.
Mm.
And yeah, it's been amazing.
Amazing. Yeah. Super interesting. That's so good. What brought you to Australia?
So I actually did medical school here. Yeah. I'm from Toronto. Yeah. I did a couple of degrees at the University of Toronto.
Yeah.
And then I was young. I was 22, 23. And the idea of coming here for medical school was pretty enticing at the time. I think I came in thinking it would be 4 years. I would go back to my family. And it's not that exciting. There was no romantic partner or love or anything like that. No, it was actually more my training and my passion for surgery. So yeah. I stayed here. As expected, the people who know you are the ones who are happy to train you, obviously, mm-hmm. when it comes to that sort of thing. Yeah.
Now,
and then, yeah, I'm 15 years deep now, so
yeah,
I don't think
that's back.
Yeah.
You've landed in a good spot, though.
Yeah, I can't complain. No. And I think my aim is just to try to, you know, see my beautiful family as much as I possibly can. But, yeah, I can't complain. Sydney's home now. Yeah.
I'm super interested in your racing car background because I personally have a bit of a racing car background, in particular in Porsches as well. So
really?
Yeah.
I didn't know about this. Oh, what do you drive?
It's so much fun. So tell me the story with that.
Yeah, look, I've always been a bit of a car person. So probably a little bit of a tomboy growing up. So even in high school, I don't know if anyone knows what an Impreza of WRX is, but I was rallying those a little bit in high school. And then in my early junior doctor years, I actually had the opportunity in Queensland to be a track doctor for some of the supercar races. Yeah. And I was sitting in these medical chase cars going, this looks awesome. And hey, can I drive? And obviously the answer was no. And also, look, I have worked very hard. I come from immigrant parents. We didn't have that much growing up other than everything we needed. And they really nurtured us to succeed and study and all of that. And I remember as a teenager, I said, I will have a 9/11 one day. So yeah, look, it got to the point where I was very fortunately able to, you know, delve into the world of Porsche. And I went for the GT3, which is the race car, the road certified race car. Yes. And yeah, I think I've always also had a bit of the mentality of if the boys can do it, I can definitely do it.
Totally. And
yeah, yeah. And I think I have a really great relationship with Porsche Sydney South.
Yeah, right.
Who are their manufacturer partners with the factory in Germany. And I think I'm one of their only strong female GT drivers.
Right.
So yeah, I do race it. I'm usually at their track days, which are a little bit more subdued.
I was about to say, because I've done their track days as well.
Yeah, yeah. But I do. I've been to a few tracks around Australia.
Yeah, same. And,
yeah.
And your car, did you get a manual or do they only do that one in manual?
No. It's the PDK. Just because driving in Sydney.
Yeah, I know.
Is a nightmare.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the manuals are like quite heavy to drive. You'd just be riding the clutch in the first gear the whole way around.
Yeah. And look, honestly, even in the PDK,
yeah,
you're still driving on the track. Yeah.
Do you have the fire suit?
Look, I have one, but I don't. I'm not
catch up with you
seriously enough. Look, I love my helmet. I have Maple Leafs on my helmet. Yeah. It's a carbon helmet. And look, I've got the boots and the gloves. I'm usually wearing that all the time. The fire suit, I feel like a little bit of a winker in it. It's a bit unnecessary.
What color is it?
I'm an all black person.
Oh, okay, one's red.
I have a bit of white. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so you won't really see me in it. No, not anything that's not very serious.
Oh my god, that is fun. That is super fun. So clearly at your premises you've got parking. You're not street parking that when you go to work, or are you?
Look, I need to clear this up. It's not my daily car. So okay. I didn't get it to drive around the streets of Sydney. Right. You know, I got it to race.
Yeah, right.
And take it to the drive. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, that's awesome. Now, I want to touch on the topic of PRP because this is something that you recommend people don't get done, correct?
Yeah, let's take it with a grain of salt. Yes. I think for how heavily there are certain people in clinics pushing it, you're not really going to get your bang for your buck. So PRP is platelet-rich plasma. Yep. It's taking your own blood, which has platelets in it, and re-injecting it into various areas of the face or neck or skin. And the problem to me with PRP, one, we actually don't have strong scientific studies to support it. Two, the quality of the plasma varies significantly from person, from day for the person, and also the equipment that's used to take the plasma and extract the plasma also varies between clinics. So people generally don't have a strong understanding of this, and they're not 100% sure what techniques are being used, what technologies are being used. So not all PRP is the same. Right. And I think for what you pay for it, there's not enough evidence, and I just haven't seen the results either. So I'd say take that money, invest it in cosmeceutical skincare, and a consultation with somebody who can really give you a plan.
Interesting that you say that, because quite often I get asked to go and do treatments in exchange for creating social media content. And I was actually asked to go and have that treatment, I reckon probably about 9 months ago. And I just said no. It just didn't interest me, but I didn't know that information that you were just saying. But I was like, there's something about it that I just kind of thought, I'm not really that interested in trying it. So now that I know that, yeah.
Yeah. And honestly, you're quite bruised afterwards.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a bunch of needles.
No. Okay. Nothing really. So for women over 40, because I'm 48, so I'm like kind of nearing 50 now, and I'm like far out. Like, what are the top treatments you recommend?
Look, the basics for me are a good skincare regime. Yeah. I'm sure you know that. Everybody needs to be wearing SPS 50, especially here in Australia. And then we need to be stimulating collagen, okay? So this is something that I think anyone from their late 20s on should be thinking about. Mm. It's easy to do. We can start with microneedling, which is just precision needles creating microchannels in your skin,
right,
causing inflammation and creating new collagen. And just a little point with that as well, not all microneedling pens are made equally. So it's like a car, right? You can have your Honda or you could have your Porsche.
Yes.
So go to the place that has the Porsche would be my advice.
Yeah, okay. I had that the other week, actually, and there's quite a bit of blood that came out. That's the one, isn't it? Microneedling pen?
Yeah. We're making, microchannels in your skin.
Yes.
So you're going to have a bit of bleeding. Yeah, you're usually red for the day. The next day it feels like a little bit of a sunburn.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so that's one. What else?
Yeah, and look, and then I think probably women 40 and up are starting to worry a little bit about sagging, loose skin, you know, those things that happen to the best of us, even, you know, we can't escape
jowls,
it.
Jowls, jowls. Oh, my God. What are we getting rid of those?
Yeah, so look, unfortunately, as we age, we get ptosis of these fat pads, and that's what causes the jowling, right? There's some really cool technologies now. So my expertise is in minimally invasive procedures. I'm a key opinion leader and national trainer for InMode. And so they have the Morpheus 8. I'm not sure if you've heard of that.
Okay.
That's radiofrequency microneedling. Okay. And we can actually go down to 4 millimeters in those fat pads, cause remodeling of the fat and also collagen stimulation. So it's
like needle. Like, well, how are you doing it with like a needle pen or
I've got this guy right here.
Yeah, go on.
So look, maybe a little bit. So it feels possibly a little bit like that as well. But I do use prescription numbing cream.
Yeah, okay.
Gold plated pins. I don't know if you can see that.
And
we go down to 4 millimeters.
So in the area, tap it on.
Yeah, so that's that. The machine, we're coming down in there. Yeah, I don't know if you can see that.
I can,
but we can change that as well. So 4 millimeters in certain areas for people who need it. 3, 2, 1, and it's radio frequency heat and gold plated pins. So we have both of those things working. So we're stimulating collagen. We're actually able to remodel fat and cause tightening of the fibrosocial network.
Yeah,
you're
gonna
have to come to me, I think.
So there's no downtime with that. Just the day.
Yeah, so you're red for the day, and then you are pretty good the next day. Sometimes a few little goosebumps, especially if I've treated you quite aggressively in some of the trouble areas, but minimal downtime.
Okay.
Yeah.
What else?
The other thing, and this is actually my absolute favorite treatment, and there is some downtime. It is a procedure. It's called Face Tight. Have you heard of this one?
No. Oh, my God.
I know. Do you know what? I have these here because I consult on them so much. I'm sitting at my desk and they're just sitting here.
Just hold on a minute. For the listeners, you cannot see the contraptions I'm actually videoing this. I'm going to put it up on Instagram so you can actually see. All right. Can we just have another look at that?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't even realize. Yeah. So look, it's a radiofrequency cannula.
Yeah.
So I have to use tumescence, which is fluid and local anesthetic, to completely numb you and also give me space to work. So there's a bit of swelling with the procedure, but I can actually get a facelift result in the right candidate with this device. So submental
in to like the jawline.
Yeah, Wow. Yeah. So one of the most common areas I treat is the lower face and the neck. People who have that submental fat pocket, so just under the chin, that little pocket of fat, fabulous for that.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Yep. And then you can also tighten the skin around the eyes with it as well. Yeah.
How much does something like that cost? It would be expensive.
Yeah. If you think about it, it's a permanent result. It's a one and done procedure.
Oh, really? So it's just one.
Results, yeah. One and done, and results last 5 to 10 years. So look, for the lower face and neck, I charge about $6,500.
Okay.
But if you compare that.
Yeah, do you? It's like a day you just come in and.
Yeah. Yeah. I need a couple of hours with you.
Okay.
But honestly, there's no scarring. And if you compare that to the cost of a face or neck lift.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
They're awake and aware and it's just numbing cream.
Yeah. Yeah. We can use a bit of sedation, oral sedation if we need to. And you are completely numb through the tumescence process. So that's the fluid and the local anesthetic.
Wow.
And you're awake and we're chatting away and we're keeping you entertained.
I didn't know about that. That is so when do you see the results for that one?
Yep. So I take my after pictures at 6 weeks. So it's a procedure. So we're waiting for, some of that swelling to come down, that inflammatory process to settle down, and a bit of collagen stimulation to begin. So at 6 weeks, you really notice your result, but that collagen stimulation continues for up to a year.
Wow.
As with any sort of bigger procedure.
Amazing. I'd be so interested in seeing some before and after shots of that one.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they're on my Instagram. I don't think they're on the website at the moment. But, if you come in for a consultation, anyone who comes in, I always run through everything with them. Yeah.
Wow. Is that quite a new treatment, is it?
It's newer in Australia.
Okay.
Look, I'd say it's been around for over 5 years. And there's only a handful of us that do it really well. Here in New South Wales. I actually have people come from interstate to see me for it.
I was thinking that because I was thinking, God, you wouldn't want to go to the wrong doctor and they really bugger up your face with that.
Yeah. So it's a very cool device. And I am one of the trainers for it as well. So I do go around training other doctors how to do the procedure.
Sure. Amazing. How often, because we're dealing with technology and evolution and the industry is moving so quickly, how often are we seeing new treatments come out into the market that are actually worth doing?
So with Australia, our TGA is probably a little bit behind the rest of the world.
Right.
So what I'm finding is happening is people are hearing about things in Korea or the US that aren't available here yet. And then it trickles down to us, I'd say 2 to 5 years later.
That far? That far behind?
Yeah.
People looking old here, the world's looking young. Oh, my God. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'd say we're introduced to new stuff every 2 to 5 years.
You know what, though? Would there be like a positive side to that, to saying that everything is truly well tested before we get our turn?
Yeah. You can say that. You can definitely say that. Look, it's in the best interests of the public. We're very lucky to have a very strong TGA. But at the same time, sometimes it's holding us back a little bit.
Yeah. So do you go overseas a lot for conferences and training?
Yeah, look, at the moment, I'm very invested in building the Center for Medical Aesthetics, which is my clinic.
Yes.
I actually made the decision this year that I was going to focus on that this year. So I would say once or twice a year.
Yeah, right.
At the moment.
Amazing. Oh, my God. I find this whole industry just absolutely fascinating because there's just so many, things that you can do these days that you can kind of pick what's best suited for your face and I suppose what it is that you want to achieve. You know what I mean? It's not just that there's only one or two services or treatments. There's a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's really important for people to sit down with somebody who can actually really give them a plan, right?
Yes.
Identify their main concerns and say, this is the expectation. This is what we need to do to get there. These are our checkpoints. You know, what does your budget look like? Mm-hmm. What can we do to work with that? And here's our timeline.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion, I think that's how people also look their best without surgery, right?
Slowly, they actually have,
if they have that considered plan in place, rather than ad hoc, this person saying do this, this person saying do that, having a bunch of information thrown at them.
Interesting. Okay. So one more thing that I'd like to ask is what do you love most about your job?
I honestly love my job. Every day, it's such a pleasure. Most of the time I come to work and it's like I'm hanging out with my friends.
It's so good.
It's so good. Yeah. But I have the most beautiful patient base. And it's true. The patients you deserve are who come to you, right?
Mm.
So a lot of my patients are probably women from their 30s to their 50s. And I'm 39, turning 40 next year. And yeah, honestly, I just want to be friends. We could be friends. We could all be hanging out. It's the best way.
Yeah.
And just giving people their confidence back.
Yes.
So we're not allowed to share testimonials in this industry. I completely understand that. But I get some of the most beautiful messages. Wow. And I remember I was actually showing my partner the other day because, you know, I did leave surgery. I did leave something that, you know, in the eyes of other people might have been a more worthwhile pursuit.
Mm.
But I said, look, I'm not saving lives anymore, but I'm saving lives.
You are. You know?
Yeah. I feel so great about providing a space where I know people are safe. I know they're getting the best advice. I'm, you know what I mean? Like such a wild industry.
Satisfying when people will send you an email saying how, you know, what you've done has really made a remarkable improvement on their life. Yeah.
It's incredible. So look, I'm so lucky and I love my job every day. The challenge is the business side of things now. They don't teach us this stuff in medical school.
Well, that's what I'm good for because I'm a business.
Yeah, well, hey, we'll have a chat.
Oh my gosh. Okay, then everyone knows that they can find you in Surry Hills, but if you can just give us the URL of your website and your social media, and I'll also put all in the show notes so people can find you as well.
Thank you, Alison. So it's www.tcmasydney.com.au. So the TCMA is for the Center for Medical Aesthetics. I personally am on Instagram at Dr. A. Chahal, Chahal. And the Instagram for the clinic is at TCMA Sydney.
Fabulous. So if you've missed any of that, if you go to relauncher.com.au, and I'll have all those links on the podcast page that we'll link through to Amy's business and also her personal Instagram. Thank you so much for joining us here. I have really thoroughly enjoyed speaking to you.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Alison. I really enjoyed that. Thanks for having me.